I'm joined by the executive director of the Des Moines County Foundation. She is Michelle Abwasili. I am also joined by the treasurer of that organization, Dennis Wilson, who was recently honored. Dennis, recently honored at the Chamber of Commerce Emmy Awards that came out. So congratulations to you on that. We congratulated Tammy McCoy yesterday, so I'll congratulate you. Foundation really has grown tremendously in this past year, hasn't it?
Unbelievable, and I wanted to start off today with sharing a story that just happened this last week that demonstrates the value of the Community Foundation and what we're doing and giving back to the community. But got a call out of the blue from Kate Anderson.
Okay.
Elaine Baxter's daughter, who now lives in somewhere in Texas, I believe. And Kate wants to donate to the Heritage Trust Endowment within the Community Foundation $10,000 in memory of her mother.
And wow.
She wanted to make sure that it was going back to support our community. And in her email, I thought this was... she says, "I'm so glad the Heritage Trust is working to preserve Burlington's beautiful homes, and I'm hoping folks who care about them will buy them and preserve them."
And you've got, I think we talked about how many different funds you have.
33.
Yeah, and they cover pretty much the entire spectrum, don't they?
Yeah.
And I think the last one we talked about was the 100,000. I don't know, what do you call the $100,000 club? What's that?
Oh, well, we were talking about that's the Century Landmark Society.
Yeah, that's it. That's the Century. Tammy McCoy was talking about the $1,000. $1,000, I think, was $1,000 a month. Was it $1,000 a month or $1,000 a year commitment over 5 years, I think?
That's the Cornerstone program.
Okay.
So we have another program, and we wanted to talk about that today is just coming up. So.
Yes, we have. We have been talking about that Century Landmark Society, which is a very generous, huge, commitment. But we have, anyone can donate at any level. So we have, like we said, the Cornerstone Project, which is the $1,000.
$1,000 a year for 5 years?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But we also have the 100-plus Like Minds group, which we have an event coming up in April 5th, at the Arts Center. But will be more information coming out on that. But that is a group of women who actually, I think Tammy McCoy was instrumental in starting that group. And that is a group of women that wanted to come together and do something for the betterment of the community. So each person, and you can attend the function without donating $100, but each member of the group of the 100-plus Like Minds, the commitment is $100 a year.
Okay.
And that money goes into the Margaret Hanson Community Impact Fund, which then helps to grow, the grants that we can give out, which our grant process was, the applications were due yesterday. And so we have a lot of great applications that are a huge spectrum for the betterment of the community.
Well, the Community Foundation gains two ways. One, obviously, of the Century Club with $100,000 means you can, it doesn't take very many people to get together to be able to make a huge difference, but many hands also lighten the work, so a lot of smaller donations. And $100, the $100 and the 100 Like Minds is a good way to allow people to make a huge difference by gathering together and by putting those funds together, because it's the funds that go together that really make the difference. How many dollars in the foundation in totality now, Dennis?
Well, in the total foundation of all 33 funds, it's $3.3 million. But because of these three programs, the 100 Like Minds, the Cornerstone, and now the Century Landmark, we've grown the Margaret Hanson Impact Fund substantially over the last few years, and that fund is now just over $400,000. I mean, a couple of years ago, it was struggling to break $100,000. And because of that, just as an example of the impact of that, is that last year we gave out from the Margaret Hanson Fund $8,100 in grants. This year we'll be able to give out almost $20,000. So we've doubled the grant capacity and then, you know, and some.
Now, if I am correct, and I may be wrong, but if I'm correct, you're utilizing the interest that you've gained off of these funds and keeping the principal in its place. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yes, and the idea is so that it can grow and
sort
grow.
Sort of like the
grow.
Nobel, sort of like the Nobel Prize, right?
Yeah.
Now, and we talked about grants that you had grant applications out. I know I missed last month because of some silly thing, but that's another thing. But you had grant applications. Have you completed the grant application, or have you picked the grants that you're giving out?
No, the applications were due yesterday, so the grant committee will now be meeting next week to review all of the grants, and the recipients will be notified around the week of March 18th.
I do know that we also had the lightscaping project, and I know you told me that was coming along. And it was coming along better than you expected, if I'm correct.
My understanding is it's complete.
Oh, it's done. Okay.
Yeah. That's I've heard that a couple different sources and so forth. So I'm not directly involved, nor is Michelle. But my understanding is it is complete.
Well, it's going to do something, and that is going to be it's going to illuminate and give a very impressive look to the Great River Bridge. So you'll be able to see that for many, many miles.
Yeah.
as you're coming into Burlington. You'll be able to see it if you're flying into Burlington. You'll see it as well. But if you're and the other thing is it also will light up Snake Alley, which will then give, our number one, the crookedest street in the world, called by Ripley, but.
Yep.
And they do have a maintenance fund set up with the community foundation as well, the Lightscape Project. So
how did you get involved in the community foundation, Dennis?
Well, I was the treasurer of the Heritage Trust at the time.
Okay.
This was 2000 and, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10, somewhere in that time frame. And so I went to a seminar to hear about the Community Foundation because the Heritage Trust was looking at setting up an endowed fund. And as a result of that, I heard a gentleman speaking there that talked about why he was putting his funds, his family funds, in the Community Foundation. He had kids all over the country, and he wanted to make sure that part of his estate went to support his local community rather than somewhere out of state and so forth. And so between that, from that seminar, we got both the Heritage Trust fund set up, and then I ended up setting my own family fund up.
Well, it seems, I'm knocking on some wood right here, but it seems that we have COVID and the pandemic on the run. Everything I've read has said that Omicron may very well be the end of the pandemic, because if it's much milder, in fact, what happened in 1918 and 1920, the third year of that pandemic, the variants, they didn't call them variants, they called them mutations, which is what they are, became weaker and weaker, and then that's what became the common cold. So, and it has, this one seems to be, yes, I missed it last month because I had a very extremely mild, almost non-existent cold, but it doesn't matter. But it's been, I know that obviously your husband is, the healthcare community has been, it has been a very long struggle, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. They're all ready for it to be over as well.
Everyone is ready for it to be over. Again, so the grants will be announced sometime in the next month, is that right?
Yeah, around March 18th. And then the 100 Plus Like Minds event is on April 5th at the Art Center from 5 to 6:30. It is open to anyone who's interested in hearing more. And we would love to have more members. Again, it's 100 plus like minds. We'd love more than 100 participants and come to the Art Center and hear more about it and we'll have wine and some snacks and hopefully live music. And if you'd like to donate the $100, then we will we would love that.
And again, if they want more information or want to find out more about the Des Moines County Foundation, what is the website to go to, Dennis?
Remember?
CFDMC.org.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I knew somebody would have it. Anyway, CFDMC.org. And check it out, all of the different opportunities to be a member and to help the foundation. And we thank you again for joining us, Michelle Abouassili, Dennis Wilson. Congratulations on your award, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.